Is that our intro
song? No. I did it with Daddy's own. Hi, Nicole. Welcome back to Zero Expectations, the only podcast that you come in once every 4 months.
Thank you so much. I try my best, you know. As a walking woman.
The last time we did this thing, we did Run and Gone. You know what Run and Gone is in, like, the film industry?
Oh, on the streets of Lagos.
No, it's where you just run and gun it. You gun it, man. But welcome to welcome back to Zero Expectations.
Thank you.
Do we have a topic for you today?
I don't know. You tell me.
No.
We're running and gun.
Should I have written it down?
Yes.
No.
No.
Because you know the motto. You know, everybody knows this thing now. Zero expectations. If you had expectations, Nico, don't disturb me, please. Jeez, this is our motto. Everybody's saying it there. They're sitting at the grips of their chair and they're like, whoa, it's time for model time.
Your chair's just
model time, Nico. It's okay. You know what they say? If you had expectations, you wouldn't be here. Mad, eh?
I know.
Money.
You're so sad.
Finally, a motto after like 60 podcasting.
So I see you have been doing podcasts with other people.
Roll intro.
No.
Roll intro first, then okay. You have a topic.
I apologize.
Roll intro.
Please, you can you grow up.
Okay, go
grow
ahead.
Grow up, my friend. Roll fine. Intro.
Roll intro. I edit this thing. Yeah. Nicole, you had a question. You said I've been doing podcasts
with other people. I've been doing podcasts with other people, you know, living your life recklessly, being a failure and all.
Hey,
I see.
You know what they say?
No.
If you are passing, you did something right. If you are failing, you need to do something right. So I feel.
Who says that?
So I know what I do right.
So after all the failure, I still know what to do right.
Do my best.
What a shame.
Try my best. But, yes, see, the thing with the podcast is I can't be recording with D1 every single day because he gets bored. And Nico, you don't know how hard it is to record with Daddy until you record with him. He's fidgety. He touches everything, smacks anything. Like, he's restless. And I never knew Daddy was restless.
Until he started
until the podcast. Yes, the last time we did, he carried my charger. He was hitting it. I had to carry the charger out of his hand.
Like, nigga, there's going to be sound issues.
Yes. I had to carry it out of his hand, drop it. Man. He was looking for something else. He was rotating. When is it going to end? So, I always like doing
it. But people liked the last podcast where he said he wouldn't come for my wedding.
Yes.
I'm quite distraught.
How do you feel about that? Did you listen to it?
Not yet.
No, you would never listen to it.
But people have been messaging me, telling me things. And I'm just like, okay. So, he's not going to be there because he will cry. So am I supposed to Skype him in? And then apparently there's a part where people are talking about road and where you supposed to live.
I just found the podcast episode. Nico is getting married. Oh.
Oh my God.
I do this every time. I'm trying to look for my notes. Nico is getting married.
So no,
Nico,
I'm not.
I just realized, let's talk about your marriage.
You mean eventually?
Eventually you get married now. Nico is getting married.
I can't believe you're doing this right now.
Eventually. Oh. Okay, you're married. Let's talk about your marriage. What have you fantasized? Like, daydream?
Well, I will not lie to you, eh?
Come closer to the mic, please.
Sorry, I will not lie to you, eh? The last couple of years have been quite a blur.
Yeah.
So I've not really been fantasizing about my wedding.
Why?
I don't know.
I've always fantasized about mine, but before I tell you that, you remember we made a podcast like a year ago. No. Yeah, almost a year ago.
Uh-huh.
And you said something like, oh, should I say it?
Yeah.
Okay, like, oh, no man likes me, blah, yeah. blah, blah. And yeah, a friend of mine said, oh, Nico is beautiful. And I sent it to you. That's the only time anybody has ever said anything good about you that I sent to you.
Yeah.
Normally, I withhold those informations from you because you know what they do. To create a strong, independent woman, you put her, you put her in the slums and see if she will find her way after this. What happened? You see how it's doing my mouth? Kenneth the Conqueror.
No, you know what I'm saying? This particular line, I've heard it from you so many times. I don't know why it's different. It's to create a strong independent.
But, yeah, we're trying to make you strong and independent.
I'm already strong and independent, nigga.
Okay, cool. What else? You need to be stronger. You know what they say, the world is a doggy dog world. And you know dogs are guys. Doggy dog world. And you know dogs are guys. And female dogs are.
What a bitch.
Hey. Hey, you know what they say? Hey.
Is this a doggy dog world?
Doggy dog world, man. But yeah,
that's not the same.
My own wedding. I've always fantasized this. Someone is going to sleep with my wife before my wedding day.
I'm sorry, what is happening?
That's what I just named it. Should I name it that?
What did you just say?
Should I name it that? Someone slept with my wife on my wedding. No. My wife cheated on me on my wedding day. No, I've always feared it. It has happened so many times in movies. I've heard about stories like that. When she's just like, oh, let me just give my boyfriend my gift before my
why
wedding.
Why is having a boyfriend when I give you?
No, it's ex. Let me give my ex boyfriend my gift.
Bye bye gift. That is so sad.
And I find out years into the marriage, but that time I'm already like drug infested. Like I did smoke, I did drink. So I just did. Where are you? My wife is Stella. Where are you, Stella? What is going on, Stella? Stella is like, oh no, please, it was just at the point of my weakness. I'm like, shut up, the wedding was the next day. I probably end her life
life. What is wrong with you? You end her life and end your life.
Hey. Hey. What happened?
Why not today? In your wildest dreams.
So if my wife
No, please, you don't understand. In your fantasies,
yes.
Where you can make up anything, you made up your wife sleeping with her ex-boyfriend
because it has been haunting me for a very long time.
And then her telling you,
the night before
out,
my wedding, I'll call her. Hey, babes.
What's good, boo?
Hope you are home.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm home too with you. Where are you?
No, but you can't see your wife the night before.
Why? But her ex can see him now.
Because she's not marrying him.
Okay. Let's see her in 2 years' time now. But what's your fantasy? Forget about my jokes. But I'm actually serious. I have a huge phobia or fear of my wife cheating on me before my wedding.
Well, I don't know if at the end of the day you cheat.
I will never cheat. I've never cheated on anybody before.
I mean, neither have I. But I'm just like,
hey.
Hey.
Hey. You know what it's about? Say women, they cheat more than men, but because men are useless, we were being caught first.
Men are scum.
Yes. So, what's your fantasy? Did you drug me?
What are you doing?
Did you drug me, Nicole? I coughed. I ate that popcorn from the previous night, and it lodged in my throat.
It's my God. I saw the living room. Don't touch my shit. So, I keep saying, don't touch. Anyway.
How's your...
Okay. Fantasy wedding, obviously.
Jimmy and Pio.
No.
Jimmy and Hugh.
That's what Min his name. Ho. His name is Lee Min Ho.
Of course you know
it. I'm not marrying a Korean actor.
What? Why? You said it like society is the reason why. I can't marry him now. I will, but I can't.
No, wait. I'm not going to marry you. I mean, I love K-drama. I'm obsessed with it.
Yes.
I like their guys.
Closer to the mic.
They give me the EBGBs. Yeah. I like their fashion. I love K-pop as a whole. I'm not going to deny it.
I love K-pop too.
No, you don't.
Okay.
But I am not going to marry. I mean, I don't know. They don't know what God has in store for you.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? But my fantasy wedding. I mean, the groom is going to be someone I love for sure. Someone I can't do without.
Yeah, I totally forgot what groom was. So when you say someone I love, I was like, me.
I mean, it's gonna be someone I love, someone I can't do without, and someone that can't do without me. Not someone that is settling because I'm the only lady left in the world.
My question for you is like the most important before you go back.
Yes.
What did you do the previous night before you?
I did not cheat on my husband.
Okay, go on.
Not everybody is Stella. I'm not Stella.
Hey. Hey. Let's see. Go on. So,
I mean, yeah.
This is Fountain.
Friends and family.
I'm not going
to lie and say no.
Okay.
I'll Skype you though. Skype you.
My internet is bad these days, but okay.
That's why I chose Skype. Not WhatsApp video. It gotta be Skype.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I'm not going to lie and say, oh, I want a small get together kind of wedding. I wouldn't mind something big. Okay. But big, it says, not that it's random strangers that sit in the crowd and I don't know who they are. But yeah, something nice, beautiful. Yeah. I'm not high maintenance.
Okay, that's nice. For me, my own detailed wedding, let me think hard about this. I would want my wife to be beautiful. I want my wife to, when she enters into the hall, everybody's looking at her and I have to silently tell them, face front, please. I want to be like that usher. You know that rude usher that anytime
walking around the crowd.
Anytime the usher comes, they're like, oh, this idiot again.
That one in church.
Oh, jeez, man.
That one drives always on slipper through.
So that his hand is always like, it's always doing like this. Yeah. Go, this is the role you should. I'm like, no, I want to stay behind. Don't push me to the front. So yeah, I'm going to do that. I would just like, you see me from far. Anytime you turn back, you see my shadow. I'm like, face front, please.
Please.
We do a communion. What do they call that thing again?
Communion.
What do they call that? I'm seriously blank about marriages. I'm not even lying.
How many weddings have you attended?
I think only one. And that was that one we went to. Chigozie's wedding. Is it Chigozie?
Yeah.
No, I also went with a friend for, not like the wedding itself, I went for the after party.
Reception.
The reception, yeah. That was when I...
Please, you're just hopeless.
Hey.
Okay, things like this.
Okay.
You have wedding.
I used to miss the church.
You have...
Miss okay, me with that.
Have, I mean, for Nigerian setting, we have traditional wedding. I mean, they do court first. So there's court, whatever. Traditional wedding. White wedding. Reception. And the after party. Followed by honeymoon.
You know, I share traditional wedding, right?
Why?
I don't know how to speak Igbo. I can go to maybe, if she's an Igbo chick,
ain't
go to her home.
And the dad, you to say shit.
And the dad is speaking Igbo to me. Oh, but daughter, I'm like, yeah.
So you are saying you're going to marry an Igbo girl?
Probably. It's one of those, it's not like a must, I must marry Igbo, but like it's one of those when you think of the tribe you marry, you first think of your tribe. Yeah. If you think of another tribe, you have an issue. The hell of you thinking of marrying Jimmy Ho, you guys have an issue.
Another tribe.
Go and do EKG. Know what's going on in your brain, your body and soul. I'm being serious. So yeah. Nico, what's your thoughts on misogyny?
Oh God. When I think misogyny, I see just one face.
Okay.
And that is Prince Chimobi Mofuibu.
Alright, cool.
You are a misogynistic piece of shit.
Okay.
You need to be burnt.
I'm not. Artistic. I'm not. You know, let me clear my name. I am not. I love misogynistic jokes. It kills me every time. Yesterday, I made a misogynistic joke.
You flip into it.
I was like, I did not make it. When we were in the Uber booth, we were going and I was like, this woman wants to just cling to the other car. She doesn't want us to pass. The guy beside me was like, now woman, now. I was like, oh, wait.
that's a thing.
Then again, I had a conversation in my mind. I'm like, I created this environment where it's possible for him to make that joke because I said something. I did not say something similar to it, but like I created an environment.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come here to finally say this. I am deeply sorry if I've offended any lady.
No, you're not. No, you're not.
And I would keep it strict. I will not use any misogynistic jokes on any lady except from Nicole again.
Oh my God.
Nicole, have you ever been in a misogynistic work environment?
No. Uh-huh. Not that I'm aware of.
You just got a message.
From work.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, Shem, I've never been... all my bosses have always been, what do you call it, females. So I have... I've always been ladies. So I have great respect for them.
Mm-hmm.
When I got my laptop, like, I'm not going to tell you, 90% of people that sent me money were ladies. And I'm out of the wazoo. I'm not lying. I'm talking about 20K, 100,000 naira, 140,000 naira came from women. Can you imagine that shit?
You did what?
Like when I got my computer. Okay. And moment, I'm just like, I'm bad to your gender. Why do you keep loving me? But you know what they say? If the flag is not red, what are you doing? Do you understand? Where are you going to stay? Eh? No, that means the flag is green. If the flag is red, that's your go ahead to stay. Nico, I'm handling this podcast on my own. What's going on?
I'm sorry, I just want to read something very importantly.
Well, yeah, on other news, I'm watching other shows like King of the Hill. I just finished the third season of Hey Arnold. It's actually good. The first two seasons, I struggled with it. It wasn't hard to watch, but you know when you have nostalgia and you want to fill that nostalgia with like watching shows you previously watched, like, okay, let's say Legend of the Seeker, Merlin. Like, in your mind, you know how you felt when you initially listened or watched those sets like of shows. Then when you rewatch it, you find out that sometimes it's not that good. It's hard. Guys, you might be wondering, why is Prince still talking? Nico is listening to your voice notes, and I'm trying to just fill in the gap and not make it feel weird. Anyways, it's time for me to now read my notes. Some of the notes I've written all this while, they are good. So I want to read some ideas.
I'm so sorry that I've been AWOL, guys. It's just that I'm on my off, and I'm also planning a shoot, and I am also planning a shoot. That's all I'm gonna say. Okay.
I have this video idea. It's like a mini documentary. It's called Prince Writes Jam. Again. Do you understand? Yes, I want to actually go to.
How many times did you write jam?
Once.
Oh, me too.
I want to go to, you know, you, these days you'll be finding new things about me. Since that day that I told you how many courses I failed, it's like a whole new, I don't know anything about Prince. But I want to write jam. And the synopsis is, I go through the whole process. Everything is documented. Like for me, finding out my sites, I'm not going to pay for expo. I'm definitely not also going to read for it. The video ends, share with me getting my results. But I need someone who would, what's the word, actually follow me to do all these things. Like, I need to, like, I wouldn't be the subject. Rather, the other person would be. And to just be accompanied with my voiceover, saying what was going on here, what was going on there. So me and that girl, or that guy, or whoever, would write the jam. We will not read for anything. We will definitely fail, for sure.
So you really want to write jam?
I want to write jam again.
Jesus.
That's the video idea I've had. And will I do it this year? Probably not. Next year, by God's grace. Also, other video ideas that I think I've had is how African is coming to America too. I missed out on that. I did not write that down. Yeah, Fearless Dancing. What's your thoughts on the loss of... Oh, okay. This is when I asked Bukola questions. I was like, what am I writing there?
YouTube, you're most likely going to edit all these patterns.
Blood and water. No, I'm not. I'm leaving it in. Mm-hmm. Six packs. Why you wish? Let me give you updates on what's going on with other people. See, people say, Prince, you don't try for the podcast. But I'm trying. At the moment, it's me trying. I'm rambling as hell. Well, I'm yes, trying.
I know, and I'm so sorry. I swear to God, like, I'm so sorry. It's just that I'm so sorry. I didn't even have the words. Prince, my phone will soon die. Will I be able to use your laptop to charge my phone?
Never in your life.
Prince.
You have your power bank. My power bank is dead.
It's currently on one bar.
It's on two, Nicole. Why
it's on one
lie?
Bar. How many lights it's are shining?
Two,
it's
three.
It's one bar, Majid.
Four.
It's one bar.
Okay, it's one. I don't know, Nicole.
And I'm using my phone in God today. God, life is so stressful.
Anyway, Sha, this is the main reason we don't do zero expectations. I also have a video idea where we review a karate clip. Are you still down for
I
that?
I saw that clip.
Are you down for it?
I'm sorry. So, was that karate that we did beating a woman?
Nicole, that's the best movie ever, man.
Because we're
beating a woman. It's like a short 3 minutes video. Why are you always doing this? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Did you ask me why I liked it? You just went straight because they are beating a woman.
They were beating a woman in the video.
Nicole,
started with one guy.
Watch
she
it
slapped
first.
Him first, like pow. No, and then he slapped her back. Pow.
Yes.
And Nicole, then his friends joined that.
You've not seen the end of the video. That's what we're going to watch. Oh. It's like 3 minutes. Nicole is getting a call. The call just ended.
Yeah, mad. They will flash you.
I'm also getting a call also. Okay. Hey. I think I'll just pause the podcast here. We'll come. We're back. I don't know why I was not even recording what I just said. Oh, we're
I'm
back.
So sorry, guys. Life.
I was giving.
Life happened.
Yeah, I was giving Nicole like an update on what was happening.
Yeah.
I told her that like the last time we uploaded before the because this podcast is not coming out now. It's coming out after the, I have someone that like I recorded with. Her name is Vanessa.
Prince, I can't believe.
So after okay,
we started a podcast and our first podcast was not about my flipping amazing birthday guy.
Oh, no, we'll save it. The next one will be you doing your birthday.
Nigga!
So, I've already scheduled, I've scheduled everything. The next podcast to come out is with Vanessa.
Okay.
After Vanessa, then you. You.
And you cannot talk about a June birthday in July now.
No, we're not naming the birthday June birthday. Nicole, we'll find something.
Please, can you not say something like I'm pregnant?
Tori me.
You
no, so we're excluding it because we're going
okay,
to do
okay.
We're going to do run and go.
Guy. Let's just. Leave.
But yeah, so yeah, I've been recording, but they were bad. So I just said, you know, let me just do one makeshift.
It's because it wasn't me, you know. The thing is, what you fail to understand, you know, I'm trying to turn on my Katrina.
Yeah. Hey, cheers,
what? You've come for me. She doesn't know me. Nobody knows me. So what I'm trying to say is, like, is there expectation podcast? The description says, I am my sister. I don't know why you didn't say I am my brother.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, because you're not the owner of the podcast. It's like, I am my sister.
My sister and I.
Do you get what I mean?
No, I've never said I'm the owner. It's a joint thing.
Understand.
And I realized something.
Say, I am my brother.
I am way funnier.
Than me?
No, when talking to you, than talking to anybody.
Is it like...
I'm more not introverted, but I'm more cautious with what I say when I talk with other people.
Oh.
Because I'm listening to them.
But you don't give a rat's ass what my feeling.
I don't give a damn. you know what they say about, you know what they say about when you're tired of your girlfriend?
No, I don't know.
You don't give a damn if she's, she's killing herself.
Jesus. Nobody says that,
no,
by the way.
I say so. I say a lot of things.
Remember that time when you have that whole my village people, what's this?
I was Googling questions to ask yourself, and the person that wrote this article was
Nicole
Eunice.
I'm more
wise,
bitch.
You nice. Nicole, did you ever feel you were better than me?
Yes, I still feel that same way to you today. I am better than you.
You have the phone call.
Oh my God.
Oh I'm God. Seriously getting tired of this bullshit. No, it's fine. I'll just. So I was thinking of something, guys. As Nicole is doing this phone call, I'm tired of pausing, so I'm going to ask you guys questions.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
let's do this. Let's do this scenario. I ask a question, you answer. I will never know what you said. So,
yes,
you know what? Say it. Even if you can't say it out loud, say it in your mind. How are you doing?
Aside from that, also
what did you just eat? Oh, you've not eaten. Sorry for you, man. Me too. Would you cook for me? What gender are you from?
Okay.
You a girl?
You
a female? Well, you a female, man. Why are you not... I'm sorry. but hey, come on, man. Okay.
Auntie.
When was the last time you danced, like, from the bottom of your heart? You can't remember? Why can't you remember? Oh, it was.
Oh,
you can't remember why.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm doing like a weird thing where, like, if five people were to answer these questions, out of the five, one person would okay, so would get my answers. So like to that one person, she would be like, "Wow, how is he able to predict everything I'm saying?" But to the other four, they're going to be like, "What are you saying, Prince? You failed. I dance every time. I'm a twerker. I twerk for a living." Okay, well, yeah, I'll pause now because I'll wait for Nicole to finish the phone call. Then we'll come back. Sorry, guys, if this is weird, but zero expectations. You know what they say. Let's go together.
I'm back.
Oh, she's back. Hello, Nicole, that's how we're going to be ending the podcast now. That motto is zero expectations.
If you have any expectations.
If you had expectations.
If you had expectations.
You wouldn't be here.
Oh, hey! We're evolving, bitch.
Okay, so I need to
PG in my mouth.
You forgot what we were talking about.
Yeah, no, I can never forget. I'm better than you in every way.
All right, go.
I'm better than you.
Oh, that's what we're talking about. Yes. Okay.
So why do I feel like I'm? Do I feel like I'm better than you?
Okay. I was looking for questions to ask you.
Oh, okay.
I just finally found
my
questions.
My power bank has died. Oh my God, the world is ending. Neighbor, why don't they bring light? I don't understand.
I don't know.
When last did we have light?
Yesterday.
Was it like yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can answer these questions. Yeah. Can I be trusted?
No. As in me?
Me.
You. Yeah.
You, Uncle. Me, then why do you say no?
Okay, no. Start again. Who be trusted? Me. Who name?
I just said, can I be trusted? Doc
Bemu. No, if you said, be English no, graduate, look at it's supposed questions to questions to ask yourself. I'm asking myself, can I be trusted?
Can I be trusted? Me.
You, no.
But you said yes.
I don't know. I trust you some things.
I mean,
we can both be trusted here.
Am I slave to dress? Friends, what the hell question did I go and pick? Let me look for another. Nicole, the next one is what?
It's same, Nicole. What smart, bitch?
Did I say? Oh.
You really questions to ask Nicole.
I wrote questions to ask Nicole. And
oh,
I was shocked that.
I love you too.
No, I was shocked that all the questions had Nicole there. No, what are the chances? What has been the best day of your life so far? The day you met me?
No, you said.
How many kids do you really want to have?
I would like to have
three.
Four.
Why four?
Because I grew up in a household with three kids and it was wonderful, but it's prejudiced.
Why?
Because is it that you have two girls and one boy, or two boys and one
God
girl?
God bless you with four really girls, man. Why are you laughing? Are you trying to say there's a historical disbalance with having more females?
I'm talking about me. I would like it to be equal.
Okay.
I would generally, I swear to God, I would like to have either two girls and two boys.
You have to
or
be so crowded.
One boy and one. I like crowded house.
Oh no, mine would probably be three or maybe just an infant.
I would rather have two.
An infant. The infant
four
is a small baby, right?
I'd like to have two or four. We see that three. I don't know. If it's three, let it be all the same gender.
Okay. If you could meet anyone in the world alive or dead.
I remember growing up and I always wanted to have a sister.
You've taken this question seriously. If let's say you won't cry. If you could meet anybody, if you meet anyone in the world, alive or dead, who would it be?
Mommy.
Who was your first crush?
Life is 2021. We can be naked if we want to.
Who was your first crush?
Celebrity?
Alien. Olodo.
My first crush.
Come closer to the mic, please.
My first crush. Boya. Okay, from when I knew that something was called crush, that would be in secondary school. Patrick. He was a guy called Patrick.
Patrick that beat me up. Patrick that
died,
made me.
Died
Patrick
after.
That made me fall in love with spaghetti. Did I tell you about the spaghetti story?
I know, school bus situation.
Because you remember when Patrick pursued me with belts and you had a crush on that pig?
No, there was no crush then when he pursued you with belts.
You remember that time that you went to Khan, you were like, don't beat him? Or were you even there? Or was this one else? Or did I picture my sister trying to save me and you were never there? Who was your first crush?
Hey. I know that his first crush. That his first crush was his first girlfriend. That one that you had in school. Mm. That used to come and visit. I forgot.
My own first crush was San Diego
Sugar Lee.
No, it was actually not San Diego. San Diego was later on. There was Confidence.
Was
Zainab. There was them plenty.
And the prince is a hoe. Let's just
move. Formulation.
Mm.
Okay. Where and who was your first kiss? Oh. You know daddy thinks you never hug man before.
No, but daddy's always said that my first kiss was when I was small. It was mommy that said it at a kid's birthday party.
When was your first kiss when your brain matured? I know it's hard because you just did last week.
Yeah, it's pretty. Like, I sleep with men for money.
I think I know who your first kiss was.
I don't know who.
That guy in school, I won't call his name, but he had like this afro and he is related to
one of your friends.
Okay,
whoa. Is that him?
Nehi.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Wow. You don't need to call the name. You actually don't need to call the name. My own first kiss.
I'm a good girl. I don't do such.
Was, I think, probably Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. I remember Lisa. Oh, Lisa. I like that girl. We're close.
Okay. What's something your parents don't know about you? That you've smoked weed before?
My dad knows that.
Daddy never knew you smoked weed. He always thought you smoked shisha. Ha! I caught you,
no,
man.
I've told daddy
you
before.
Are faked.
I've told daddy before.
Daddy is smart.
He took a sip.
Nobody ever well, people like me,
okay,
we don't venture a whole stick. You just take a drag and pass it to the real nurse.
Oh, damn, I've never taken any drug before. All right,
but you've not eaten it before.
I've eaten it before. Is there something you can't live without? Me. Is there something I can't live without? Nobody, to be honest. Because I'm a free fall guy.
I can't live without. I don't know.
I'm the owner of this podcast. Go on.
I can't live without my immediate family.
Okay.
I don't know.
You've been doing a good job at living without us.
I don't live without you guys. Okay. We talk.
Who would play you in a movie? Okay.
Who would play you in a movie? Kenneth Okonkwo, my G. Ayo!
He wouldn't be able to depict. He wouldn't be able to depict me very well.
No, Nehi. Who would play me in a movie?
Isari?
Yeah.
You have that Isari vibe.
Yeah, Isari. Or even Oji.
What do you admire most about your mom and or dad?
Admire most about my mom is the fact that she was stronger than I thought she was.
Yeah.
And I only realized that after she passed. That woman was strong.
What of daddy?
Daddy.
Oh, and I think they just on brother, prince.
They
put prince there.
I put it to you, there's no brother there. There's no brother there.
They put prince, the sexy boy. Why? How did they know me?
They wouldn't know.
What do you admire about your dad? He's just here.
What I admire about my dad. Daddy is super. If I should start talking about that, they will not finish this podcast. One thing. Let me pick one. That is the most.
Come closer to the mic.
That is the most caring person I know.
Okay. I'll give him his understanding. I'll give that his understanding because he doesn't put pressure. I don't know why he doesn't put pressure on you. Like, if you fail, he's willing to.
Oh, nigga, he put pressure on me. I know what you're talking about. He put pressure on me. I wasn't allowed to fail. It wasn't even a conversation. Let's not do this.
I'm talking about.
Because you're intelligent.
He put pressure on me. I know what I'm talking about.
Take it for granted. Yo, you don't.
So I'm not intelligent.
You're near Nicole.
I feel like I'm a disappointment to this man. I'm not.
No, you're not a disappointment, but you know near Nico.
Nico, what's your favorite childhood memory of us?
Us and everybody.
Me and you.
Me and you.
Yes.
Priest, I have so many amazing memories. Priest, we have spent a huge chunk of our lives together. Prince, we went to the same nursery school, mm-hmm. we went to the same primary school, we went to the same secondary school until they shipped me off to boarding school. We went to the same university, and we worked in the same company for about 4 years.
And we dated the same chick.
No. Please, I have not spent as much time as I have spent with anybody like I spent with you.
Yeah, to be honest.
I have spent a shitload of time with you.
And we did it together. I think anybody that listens to the podcast will probably have their own favorite moment.
So yeah, it's like, but I really enjoyed our coming back home from bus days. Like, me always wanting to beat people.
Oh my God.
And Prince always say, leave them.
Were you ever bullied?
And how we would stand in Oshodi for over 2 hours waiting for a bus that had empty front seats so that my nigga can sit down and be comfortable. Hence, I proceed to the back and screwed myself like Schnadin.
Nicole, I am deeply sorry.
You told me she always stays in the front. Why you sit?
I always stay in the front.
Which story you hear?
I always stay in front. I sat in front sometimes, but it's not always. I was at the back. He was back. I was trying to squeeze. When Prince almost decapitated me and off all of my fingers.
I remember, Nico, I almost cut off your finger.
Yeah.
When I tried close door, don't be outside for like hours. The way for
we
bus.
We just sighted bus that had empty front seat. Nico, Prince ran to the hand, front.
Like,
I was trying to enter the back, and then bam, he used the door of the front. The door to
I think I cut your hand.
I screamed. I screamed.
Okay.
These are them. They've grown.
Okay. Were you ever bullied? Did you ever bully anyone?
I was bullied. I never bullied anyone.
You were bullied by who? Girls,
In secondary school, yeah.
By girls.
But I wouldn't call it bullying.
I thought females were meant to uplift your
gender.
Prince,
we have already known this.
Okay.
Ladies, our problem is ladies. Okay. Ourselves.
Good. When Chiamanda is on a podium, use your mic for
good. No, but Prince, I wouldn't call it bullying. I wasn't bullied. Like, oh, they take my clothes. But I don't know. I've always felt inferior.
What's my most annoying habit or quality? We'll say for each other.
Oh, shit. Say my first, what I think of yours. Or why I pick one?
Oh my God, Nico, you have plenty. Just the fact that you want to be begged. Oh, give me something.
You gotta
you guys beg Nico. Nico be like padlock.
Whatever
before she gives you anything.
Lights, she will not give.
She won't give.
But
she
will.
Yesterday, they gave her free hot dog. I said, Nico, man, take some. Nico said, no.
Did you eventually take some?
But after you don't already talk, no.
Did you eventually take
Nico,
some?
Nico, but after you don't already talk,
Why
you'd like to
take some?
Your default.
Did you eventually take a bite?
Your default, nah, no.
Did you
I never knew you were buying hot dog, Nico.
I didn't buy hot dog. It was the guy that gave me.
The guy that toast you?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's just my G.
All right. Go on, my own. Go ahead. Even if it's bad, it's fine.
There's nothing I hate more than when Prince says, calm down now. He does the proposal.
Any of you, he says, calm down.
What I want is, calm down now. I'm like, nigga, let me speak.
Oh, I think I said it yesterday.
Yes.
No, but yesterday when I said
I wasn't even embarrassed. I was pissed off at them. I didn't want to create a scene like the last time. Remember the last time they were saying you have to pay before you eat? And I realized that it's that same stupid girl that was on duty. I was going to pack all the food in one bag. And I'm like,
that packed food yesterday, 4 packs in one bag.
4 packs of food in one nylon. She not tied it, not double the nylon. First off, this is an eatery. One of your necessities to open is nylon bag because people buy takeaway. If you don't want to put individual plates in each nylon,
individual.
The thing you can do is the worst case scenario is 2 plates per nylon bag.
Mm-hmm.
3 different people ordered meals. Do you understand what I'm saying? Asa, this one is for you. This one is for you, ma. This one, do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I cannot say because me and my friends came to come and order 5 shawarma. You will not pack up 5 shawarmas inside 1 nylon bag. We have 5 friends. Give me my way, boy, take their own.
Okay.
It's like, do you get what I'm saying? And you know, that's what I was saying, daddy, don't worry, don't do it. But daddy never went there to ask for them. I'm just like, let's know, because I don't want to shout at that bitch.
Do you think...
That's what was annoying me, not that I was embarrassed.
Do you think
I was holding myself together.
Do you
together.
Think our parents
not
had a favorite kid? If so, who and why? I think daddy was you and Joshua. Mommy was me and Joshua.
Yeah. I mean, mommy loved me, but I don't think I was her favorite kid.
Who was?
Mommy loved me, but I don't think I was her favorite kid because...
Who was?
Eh? Joshua.
Did you ever feel there was a point
it
where...
It was Joshua. Mommy can swallow Joshua
Nico,
up like
Nico, did you think there was a point where we weren't communicating with mommy.
Yeah.
I think she got so busy.
Yeah.
That at the point I was like, am I even her child? I'm not even lying.
She got so busy. I mean, she always tried to make up because, for never being around. And whenever she comes, she always bites things. And we always go to the hotel and chill with her and all of that whole kind of stuff. But
yeah,
she was,
that was the point.
She was not around
for
a very long time.
Oh my God.
And that's why I seem like...
No, Nicole, I don't want to talk about this scene. I'm going to cry. I just remembered now.
Yeah.
Because
Daddy, stop touching the mic. It's true. You're very
finicky. Again, you're doing that thing.
Stay one place.
You go commode this whole phone now.
Remember,
they were always with daddy, and we always see mommy with you now.
Yeah,
we see mommy she would come and be in a hotel because her house no get AC.
Yeah,
so she wanted AC, and we'll see her and won't see her for a very long time. Neither would we communicate on the phone. We do not have phones like that, so we're never chatting.
What are you talking about? Why do you talk about forgetting? In first act, mommy was always home.
No,
go to work
I'm saying.
And come.
I said it got to a point where mommy was hardly around.
Yeah, and she was.
But that whole beginning part of Forever Living Products and Lumo and all of that, she was always okay. Like, she was around. We got, imagine getting close and living together.
And she was
all
always
of a sudden,
secretive.
Daddy, stop touching things. Stay in one place.
She was always secretive. She got to a point, she was secretive. We do not know. I think it was only you. I think because we were kids, but
She top management. Will she be telling you about what happens at work?
I think we
got to
had
to her sharing. We're super close.
Yes.
It was a close niche family. We always used to talk. There was a point where mommy would come back from work and tell us about her day. The one that she wants to code, she usually says it in Igbo. The one that she wants to say in English, she'll say. But we always knew what was happening in everybody's lives. And then she started working with some companies, and she had high level, her position was high level. So obviously, the information had to be streamlined.
Yeah.
We are not talking about that time. We're talking about the time where she had to always travel for work, travel abroad, travel to college. She moved to a whole new state.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. America, at this point, she was always not around.
Yeah.
And whenever she comes back, she had to try and make it up because hotel, because here, fly us here, buy us this, buy us that.
Where is the place you wish you could leave for a few months? We'll go each and every one of us. Me, Japan, do one, all of you. Maybe they just end me for Japan. I don't give a damn.
At least it's no longer Afghanistan. Prince had
that
whole Afghanistan face.
I was joking with Afghan.
France.
Mine is
France,
Korea, duh.
You don't know where France then?
France. I know France, but France.
There's so many places, but I'd like to go to Korea.
Of course, maybe Otondo.
Oh, God.
What's your hidden talent, Nico?
I can see.
None. Daddy, do you have anyone? None. Prince. Beautiful, beauty, handsome, sexy, alpha male.
Your talent is
alpha male. Yeah.
Your talent is being an alpha male.
Yeah, alpha.
Alpha of what?
You know how many people are listening to this
of
now?
Of what pack?
Yeah, Prince, you are alpha.
What is your talent?
Being an alpha male.
My hidden talent is I can sing. What is that? That
was sing.
What is it?
Sing.
You can sing too.
Yeah.
Sure.
Huh? What's something you wish more people knew about you?
I play football. Prince didn't play.
Eh? I was a striker. Number seven.
Seven, not a striker.
Daddy.
Seven, not be striker.
You, Prince, ask your question, Daddy. You know my daddy. Let's talk about talents again.
Do you want something you wish more people knew about you?
I'm not always as happy as I look.
Okay. Yes. Because I want to make this thing sad. Do you want
to?
Nah,
is it truth now? What's yours?
What?
Man, you don't get the question.
What do I always want people to know?
Something you wish more people knew about you.
That I died when my wife died.
Oh, okay. All right.
Alrighty. So thank you so much for listening.
Should we end it here?
No. What's yours?
Mine would be I'm not mean. People think I'm mean. I'm not mean.
You're mean.
I have never backbite.
Do people think I'm mean?
I don't stab. I don't try to bring people down.
Yeah, true.
Except
Nicole.
They are women.
They are women.
Well, I never said anything like that.
Wow! Wow!
I never tried to bring anybody down. But yeah. What's the most rebellious thing you have ever done?
Hey.
Yeah, I already know that one for you.
What's that?
Your riot of 2015.
Warren. Oh, yeah. In Ajay Crada, yeah, there was a riot.
In
my the university.
And you got suspended. Hey, put that
in. I did not get not suspended, but I faced student disciplinary.
I never faced disciplinary court.
I was in 100 level, yo.
I never did.
And I had to go and face SDC, yes. That's it. That's me living La Vida Loca.
What's a mean comment?
They knew you didn't go out.
Sure.
Well, Nico did.
I didn't go out.
What's a mean comment?
I didn't go to that party.
I didn't go to the party. The party was not what caused it. It wasn't the party that made me face SDC. It was the riot in school.
You weren't involved?
No.
No, I was there. I was the one that took you to school. How many times?
It was just once now. I faced just once.
What?
But they didn't suspend me.
What's a mean comment someone made about you that stuck with you to this day?
Mine is very easy.
What?
You're fat.
Who made that comment? When I think of comment, I think...
No comment on Instagram.
Where did that one make that comment?
Everybody has made that comment to me.
Okay.
No comment on Instagram. Something said to you. You're fat, eh, now? Stomach is big. Your hand is fat. See your stretch marks. You're fat. They've never made that comment to you.
And all of them...
Have you seen me before?
Check us out. Oh, you heard, Abby?
You told me.
Oh, yeah.
Recently. Since this one...
Of course, we're still talking about this. Let this guy go. Yeah. How do you feel... when do you feel the most comfortable?
The most comfortable. When I'm around my friends and family, even when I'm at work, I feel very comfortable. It's so chill.
What song or movie?
Am I the only one answering this question?
Yeah.
Do you answer?
You, okay.
What makes me feel the most comfortable? I think when I'm alone.
Yeah.
Because I'm mostly alone. What song or movie scene makes you cry without fear? Mine would be Nicole has plenty.
I do,
but don't mention any gay pop, please. Mine would probably be Slumdog Millionaire, when the brother dies. Oh my goodness, I hated it. When the brother dies, he died in the bathtub. I was laughing, trying to say, oh my goodness, I'm almost crying.
Mine is a lot. I'll just pass.
No, I didn't bother about that guy. He knew his ending before time. He knew he was going to end that way.
But Prince, you know, he's the one that sets that bathtub himself.
Mm.
He knew he was going to die.
Yeah. So sad, Nicole. So freaking sad. I'm about to cry, man. If salary and experience did not matter, what job would you most want to have?
Salary and experience.
Belly dancing.
You would want to be a
baby. I want people to look me and say, that boy is sexy. That's all. I'm being so... There, man, I get flat stomach first.
Nothing on you.
I didn't even know what I was
life.
Okay. You love to be a comedian.
How do you feel about... Stand up, probably. How do you feel about getting older, Nicole?
How do I feel about getting older? I don't know. I'm not feeling like horrible. It's just a lot of things that are supposed to be happening, but are not happening. So that's what I'm regretting. But it's not that, oh, I'm growing older, Jesus.
Yeah. All right, final question. What's something that scares you now that you hope you do before you die? Everybody should go. And say it. Do you want?
That scares me.
That you hope to do before you die.
I want to be closer to Christ. Very close.
I just put God now. Oh my God, okay. My answers are not like
Jesus. No, go ahead.
Wait, what should I do?
No.
Let me think. You think. You say yours first.
Probably.
I won't judge you. No.
I just got a message from Get Me Go. Oh my goodness.
Who's Get Me Go?
I seriously don't know. But they just said, congratulations, you are approved for a loan. Wow. From Migo. Whoa! I hate loons. I seriously don't even know what I was reading, to be honest. But, but my own, maybe, I've never even thought of it, maybe skydiving. I don't have fear of heights, but I know I probably would have fear of heights. So yeah, skydiving scares me. I would like to do it. What are you? Cooking. And guys, this is the end of Zero Expectations podcast.
Believe it or not, one thing that scares me, but I want to do it before I die, is, I don't know, it's weird, but I say get married. Marriage scares me.
Thank you guys for listening to Zero Expectations podcast, the podcast channel that, you know what? People will be pissed that I just did that. Finish. Why are you scared? I'll pick it.
Go close it.
No, I'll pick it later. Why? All right, so I got the call. But yeah, Nico, go on.
Okay, so he got a call. Yeah.
No, it's a good call. No.
I'm so excited. I'm not going to tell you what the call is about, but I'm
okay,
excited. Yeah. Anyway, so we have officially come to the end of today's episode of Zero Expectation Podcast.
I know you guys will be happy because it's 15 minutes long.
And Nicole is in it, obviously.
And it's 15 minutes long.
And Nicole is in it, obviously.
And we've not done 15 minutes in a very long time.
And Nicole is in it, obviously.
Okay, go on.
Anyway, I remain your sweet chicka, Nicole.
And I remain Prince.
And you just listen to
Alpha Male.
Oh, bloody hell. And you just listen to Zero Expectation Podcast. Oh, we agreed we're going to be ending it with our motto.
Okay, good.
This is Zero Expectations Podcast.
And if you had expectations,
you wouldn't be here.
Okay. Bye-bye. That's not how I say it.
Oh, no, sorry.
Wait. Let's think a little bit.
Jesus.
It's called
Zero Expectations Podcast.
Because if you had expectations,
you wouldn't be here.
Bye, guys.
Bye.